Welcome to your daily threat intelligence briefing. Today is Tuesday, November 14th, 2023, and this is presented by the Dark Web Detective. Our audience, well-versed in the nuances of digital security, expects nothing less than a thorough and insightful analysis of recent events. As always, we aim to provide an in-depth look at these incidents, unraveling their complexities and implications for the global cyber landscape. From groundbreaking attacks to evolving threats, we cover the stories that matter most to professional and enthusiasts alike. In a groundbreaking cybersecurity incident reported by Ars Technica, attackers successfully stole cryptographic keys protecting SSH connections, a first of its kind. The attack method involved a sophisticated mathematical operation known as the greatest common denominator, or GCD. The attackers exploited this by comparing malformed signatures with valid ones to deduce a critical prime number essential for the security of the cryptographic key. Initially requiring physical access to the computing device, advancements in 2015 demonstrated the feasibility of these attacks remotely, leading to vulnerabilities in numerous TLS implementations impacting VPNs, networks, and websites. The novelty of this attack lies in its effectiveness against SSH and IPsec protocols, which were previously considered secure against such passive techniques. The security of these protocols, reliant on the cryptographic hash, including a shared secret from the Diffie-Hellman key exchange, was breached using advanced cryptanalytic methods related to lattice-based cryptography. The research findings were alarming. Internet-wide scans uncovered a surprising prevalence of vulnerable signatures. Over 590,000 invalid RSA signatures were found in around 5.2 billion SSH records, with more than 4,900 exposing the RSA public factorization. The impact of this discovery is significant, especially for manufacturers like Cisco, Zydel, Hillstone Networks, and Makana, whose devices employed such custom SSH implementations lacking robust countermeasures found in open source libraries. Our next article comes from Dark Reading, who's reporting on the DuckTale malware which is targeting marketing professionals in the fashion industry. This sophisticated cyber attack involves sending archives with authentic product images and the malicious executable disguised as a PDF. Once executed, the malware installs a browser extension designed to steal Facebook business and ads account credentials. DuckTale's infection routine involves saving a PowerShell script and the fake PDF to the victim's device, shutting down the Chrome browser, and installing a deceptive extension. The extension monitors browser tabs and sends stolen Facebook account details to the command and control center, which is located in Vietnam, by bypassing two-factor authentication using Facebook API requests. The malware, which now uses Delphi programming language, presents a challenge for detection due to its uncommon signature. Cybersecurity experts recommend behavior-based analytics and heuristics monitoring for protection. Additionally, training marketing teams to recognize social engineering tactics of verifying unsolicited files and implementing multi-factor authentication is advised. And in our last story of the threat landscape overview, a cyber attack on DP World Australia, a major international logistics firm, has caused a significant disruption in several Australian ports. DP World, with an annual revenue exceeding $10 billion, operates 82 marine and inland terminals across 40 countries and handles about 10% of global container traffic. In Australia, the company is responsible for 40% of the nation's container trade, with terminals in ports like Bingbong, Brisbane, Sydney, and Melbourne. The attack, which occurred on November 10th, severely impacted landside freight operations. As a result, around 30,000 shipping containers containing time-sensitive goods like blood plasma, Wagyu beef, and lobsters were left stranded, leading to crowded storage spaces and potentially $1 million in damages. DP World responded by activating emergency plans and collaborating with cybersecurity experts to restore operations, which are now gradually resuming. The company is also investigating the possibility of data access and exfiltration, but has not confirmed any data theft. Lastly, no ransomware group has claimed responsibility for the attack at the time of this report. In today's vulnerability dispatch, the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, also known as CISA, added 6 new vulnerabilities to its known exploited vulnerability catalog, with 5 issues impacting Juniper Juno's OS and affecting the Sysaid IT software. These vulnerabilities, which were identified as CVE-2023-36844, 36845, 36846, 36847, and 36851, are significant because they enable remote code execution on Juniper devices. Juniper's Security Incident Response Team confirmed that these vulnerabilities, especially in the JWeb component of the Junos OS on the SR series and the X series, have been exposed in the wild. The exploitation of these vulnerabilities allows an unauthenticated network-based attacker to remotely execute code on these devices. CISA has mandated federal agencies to fix these vulnerabilities by a specific deadline. Security researchers from Watchtower Labs and VulnCheck have deployed proof of concept to exploit these vulnerabilities, with Watchtower Labs demonstrating how chaining these two vulnerabilities can lead to an unauthenticated remote code execution. On the other hand, VulnCheck deployed an exploit that can be executed via a single curl command, and they discovered approximately 12,000 internet-exposed Juniper SRX firewalls and DX switches vulnerable to CVE-2023-36845. The severity of these vulnerabilities is underscored by the fact that the firewalls, like those affected in Juniper devices, are critical for network security and can be exploited by advanced persistent threats for gaining access to protected networks or establishing command and control infrastructure. A significant portion of the affected firewalls remains unpatched, and the situation poses a considerable risk to network security. And now for a ransomware report. This is where we talk everything ransomware. The recent ransomware attack on the US subsidiary of the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China, or ISBC, has been attributed to Lockbit, a Russia-linked ransomware as a service group. This attack, occurring on November 8th, significantly disrupted the ICBC's trading operations. Lockbit, which has been active since 2019 and notorious for its Lockbit 2.0 and 3.0 tools, is known for targeting large organizations including Accenture, Thales, and Royal Mail. The group's method involves circumventing security technologies, using legitimate tools against their targets, and obtaining admin-level credentials to disable security tools and exfiltrate data. Experts note that even larger companies with substantial investment in security are vulnerable to these sophisticated attacks. The attack on ICBC is part of a growing trend of high-profile attacks by groups like Lockbit, which have doubled successful attacks in the last few years. The incident highlights the ongoing threat posed by such groups and the need for organizations to be prepared for potential breaches, regardless of the size or security measure. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the DCTIB. We've navigated through a series of significant cyber events, shedding lights on tactics, repercussions, and preventative measures associated with these sophisticated attacks. As the digital world continues to evolve, so do the challenges we face in protecting it. So stay vigilant, stay informed, and join us next time as we continue to explore the ever-changing realm of cybersecurity. This was the Dark Web Detective, signing off. Over and out.